producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This time, well, I know three or four people are listening to it. I'm listening, and Jennifer Horn is listening. You're not listening?
What an outrage. But I'm not really listening.
How dare you come to this
program? Okay, you'll intrigue me, I'm sure.
Open ears. Ken Kessler's ears are open. Mind open. Kara Schillen's mind is open. Her ears are open. Mouth would be open if I asked. So let's see what we can find today. What sort of blasphemy is there in the world of information and conversation today? Rand Paul, this is blasphemy.
He's mad.
This is blasphemy. Rand Paul and Carly Fiorina are out. He's gone to the kids' table for the Thursday debate, primetime debate. He says, quote, "I will not participate in anything that's not first tier because we have a first tier campaign." Good for him. I think that he
is
ought
it
to.
Though? I don't know if this is good for him. Because
yeah, I do. I know it's not good that he's not upstairs, but the kids' table means nothing.
Well, I know, but, you know, on the kids' table, or happy hour, or pre-show, or not main stage, you get a lot more chance to talk. And yeah. Rand has been really struggling with time. I think people watch. Mm. And Rand's been struggling with getting time during the debate. So, I don't know. I feel like, you know, I don't know that it's helped Huckabee. We haven't seen him bounce back to the big stage. But, look, Chris Christie bounced down and bounced back up again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you're right in a sense. But he has more credible eyes. In my opinion, this is just about me and what I'm thinking. You all have your own opinions. You can share them with us at 888-302-3684. On the social media side, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStefan.com. I feel he belongs upstairs.
I'm sure Chris Christie's fans feel that way, and Fiorina's fans feel that way, and Mike Huckabee's fans feel that way.
Jeb Bush, let's see here. He scores ahead of Jeb Bush.
But they're wrong.
Yeah. Carl, let's see here. He has, in any number of polls, he comes in third or fourth, fifth or sixth.
Rand?
Yep. Ahead of Jeb Bush, Chris Christie, John Kasich, and Carly
Fiorina. This is all based on, like, the averages of
this
national
polls. This is based on who Fox wants to see upstairs versus downstairs.
Really?
This is completely Fox, yes.
This is based on polling, and it's based on how
but
you
who
poll
selects
in New
the
Hampshire
polls?
And Iowa.
There are 900 different polls. Who decides what polls to consider?
Fox does, but look, Kasich shouldn't be on the main stage. Not at all, but he is somehow.
But according to the numbers that come from Fox, I mean, you look at this thing, it's a sham.
Because he polls in New
polls
Hampshire.
Polls are shams. Kenny, you want to weigh in on this in terms of how the polls are picked? Who is it at Fox that picks these polls? If we know they're using a different number or different polls, the scheme here. How many different? I bet you if you Googled polls on politicians, you'd come up with 40 or 50 different polls from different sources. So who decides at Fox? And I'm going to bet it's Ailes or somebody, what's her, Darla's husband, somebody who wants to skew it. Yes, no? I think it's
well, it seems like Fox has decided that none of the candidates are dropping out fast enough, so
they're
going to
see if we can control it.
They're going to step in and decide.
Nah, this is bogus. They ought to be. Nobody should watch it. That'll fix that one way or another.
I'm going to be loving it. I just don't agree. I mean, I don't think that there's some big conspiracy. I think that the conspiracy
kidding?
Is...
Fox?
No,
are
but
you
listen.
Kidding?
Can I finish?
Yeah.
I don't think that there's a big conspiracy tomorrow with Fox about which polling that they're using. I mean, I think the conspiracy is that they want to give the people on the stage more chance to talk. And so to do that, they need to divide it up. If I were them, I would do an even Steven drawing names. I mean, there's still a lot of candidates going on. And you can't hear. We're getting down to the wire when people need to make a decision. And when you watch the debate, you don't get a lot of time with any candidate because there's so many participating. So, you know,
One had him singled out in fourth place. This is a statement from the Paul campaign. They wouldn't put out something that wasn't accurate, whereas Fox would.
Right.
Yeah. No, it wouldn't. Why?
Yeah, I'm sure. Everybody has their own spin. I mean, yeah. Everybody has their own spin.
Well, I'm giving you mine, and I don't like it. I'm not happy about this at all. I think this is outrageous, but it pretty much shows you where Fox is coming from. And there's no surprise there either. By the way, isn't Rupert Murdoch getting married to Mick Jagger's
Jerry
old
Hall.
Wife?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What the heck is that all about? How old is she? He's like 89. How old is she?
I think she's 59. She's 59. He's 84 or something like that.
So how
like
would the two of them have gotten together? Let's be a fly on the wall.
Well, parties, I'm sure, right?
You think? What is she looking like these days? Do I sound like a sexist, whatever, but what does she look like in comparison to what she looked like? She began to look like Mick when she was married to him. Isn't that
maybe she'll start to look like Rupert now.
So just in case you didn't know, this is also, man, I'm so full of sexist remarks now, I'm doing my own edit. As I'm, and in the good old days, I probably wouldn't have edited him, but then people would have taken a shot at me. Jerry Hall is probably, man, I shouldn't even say that. No, all right, never mind. I'm thinking about a couple of things. You can use your imagination.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, no, of course you don't. So he was married to Wendy What's-Her-Face for a while, and she was very unpopular with his children. And so that was the end of that. Meanwhile, she was trying to take over everything, and that man, I'm not sure what made her his. He's been married. This is his third wife. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but the first wife is the mother of the children. Second wife was Wendy, who was his business assistant, and then she became more than his assistant, and then she became his wife. I think they had a child together, if I'm not mistaken. She was there for other purposes. See, now I feel like I can't say what I really want to say.
Because, why?
Because it sounds like I'm
go ahead, let's hear it.
Sexist.
When has that bothered you before?
Well,
let's go.
It bothers
come
me.
On.
No, it bothers me. Fox News has said that you ought to buy. There's a guy that was on Fox yesterday, Richard Lustig, a 7-time lottery winner, sharing his secret, telling the people listening, there's no last minute method to increase the odds of cashing in, but the more tickets you buy, the better off you are. Buy as many tickets as you can afford. All right,
I
so
read an article that said if you bought one, that it was just about the same odds as buying more than one.
Really? How's that making mm-hmm. sense?
I don't know. I don't think it does, but I was reading this article by some smart person who said that's the case.
Well, the odds are so tiny.
Yeah.
That it's almost no different.
But somebody's going to win.
Somebody is, and why not me?
Win.
You know?
Exactly. And how much of it are you sharing with us?
Maybe. A lot, if you're nice.
Yeah. What, so I have to agree with you now? Okay, I agree with you, Jennifer, on Rand Paul. You're right. Jennifer, everybody, don't you think Jennifer's
can't help
right?
It. Guy's not polling 1%. I mean, what are you going to do?
He is, though. That's the problem. He's polling better than is the case that Fox makes for this. That's the point. Anyway, hello to Des Moines. New folks listening in Des Moines, nice to have you on board. 888-302-3684. You got an email yesterday, among many of your emails, from another fan. Jennifer and her fans. Almost every day now is an email coming from somebody, not necessarily just listeners, but people who are program directors of radio stations that are carrying the program. So what was the... I'll let you... I'm looking at this right now, tell the story. I think it was kind of cute, actually, from Pat Ryan, who is the manager of News Talk 103.7 FM in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. So what did they say? Go ahead, Jennifer.
He was very sweet in saying that I made him laugh in a really quick way. I slid something in, I guess, something about how maybe... like a dog sniffing a hoo-hoo, you know, when it welcomes you, is sort of like attending a talk radio convention. You know, if there's some sort of comparison.
And there is, as a matter of fact. A lot of dogs at those talk radio conventions, if you know what I mean. 16 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
As Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Staples can help. We have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water.
I wouldn't.
We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Yeah.
Staples. Make more happen. And right now, buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second half off.
Limit 2 per customer ends 1/16/16. Price match plus a 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store staples.com for details.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese for sandwich?
Sure can. Right now they're 2 for $4, but could you say that word again?
Chris sandwich?
Oh, where I'm from we say, Chris sandwich!
Wow. Where you from?
From behind this counter?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 Chris sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
Karen, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Higgsonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
19 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. All right, so Jennifer and I are having this little spat.
Not a spat.
About polling. And
I'm not mad at all.
No, I don't, you know, I'm not mad either. Angry or mad. Either of those two things. I may be a little mad, but I'm not angry.
I just say, you know, if you at some point you've got to thin out the field with the GOP candidate.
All right, well, look at the polling companies. I don't even know who.
Right.
I just went to Wikipedia. D3 Systems. Never heard of them. Gallup poll, Harris poll, Ipsos. Never heard of Ipsos.
And this came from me asking Doug, who do you think is a reputable polling company, right?
Right.
And you said you Quinnipiac you mentioned, and you mentioned Pew.
Yeah.
And so I pulled the results from Quinnipiac, and in Iowa, Rand Paul doesn't even show in the top five. Jeb Bush is at 3%.
National
at
Opinion Research, Nielsen, Pew, Rasmussen. Research 2000, YouGov, whatever that is, and Zogby.
YouGov poll.
Kenny and I said, I haven't heard about Zogby for a long time, frankly. Has anybody, Ipsos, what's Ipsos? Anybody know what Ipsos is?
I don't know.
Rasmussen is credible. The ones that I recognize that I think are credible, Gallup no longer has credibility with me because it's too skewed to the right. Harris poll is okay. The Opinion Research Center is okay. Nielsen is not. Pew is. Rasmussen is. And Zogby. Those are the ones that I'd want to know where people stand. That'd be just my point of view. Hello, hello. It's the Doug Steffens Good Day Program. That's why it's my point of view. It's 21 after.
Ooh.
We use mobile devices. voices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCM. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you ever thought about starting a home-based business? Did you know there's a secret 99% miss to making money with a home-based business? Having invested thousands of dollars myself in opportunities, I can tell you there is a secret which separates a moneymaker from a scam. Think about it. If a person runs ads on radio or television making fraudulent claims, they eventually wind up in prison. One man was sentenced to 10 years for making claims which could not be substantiated. But anyone can put a video on YouTube and lie to people for years and get away with it. If you are thinking about starting a business, you need to discover the secret 99% miss to making money. Why? Because it's free. All you have to do is go to realcashsecrets.com. But hurry, because this offer will be discontinued. So go to realcashsecrets.com and get this free report. That website is realcashsecrets.com. That's realcashsecrets.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Okie dokie, 23 after the hour. You're paying attention, I hope, to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Monday, January. No, I didn't either.
Are you paying attention to the calendar?
Wait a minute. Today is Tuesday. Where did this come from?
All day.
Tuesday, the 12th of January.
The 12th.
Time for, yes. Let's get back to business as usual here. And the business in this portion of the program in this hour is a focus on some fun things from television from yesterday, starting with the late night monologues. And it's too predictable for me to say Conan O'Brien, but that's how he gets introduced. So here he is.
During a Donald Trump rally yesterday, a man was kicked out for yelling, "This is boring." Yeah, the man then went to a Jeb Bush rally and realized he owed Trump an apology.
That's funny. Here is Stephen Colbert joking about the president's State of the Union address coming up.
Tomorrow night is Barack Obama's last big event, the State of Our Union. And this year is a little different. The president's speech is going to be what his aides are calling non-traditional. I'm not sure what that is, but I assume it means there's going to be barefoot on the beach. Everyone's in like cream linen, rolled cuffs. And instead of maybe a State of the Union cake, maybe cupcakes. That's fun. And Congress is writing its own vows. We promise not to do anything you propose forever and ever and ever and ever. And yesterday, the White House chief of staff said this is going to be, quote, a big optimistic speech. Well, of course, it's optimistic by the guy who's leaving next year. He's in a great mood.
For the first time, there's some optimism. He's going to be gone. Woo. So I saw a picture of President Obama playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
In the White House gym, and there were no white guys playing.
What?
All black guys, huh?
No white guys playing?
Oh. No white guys playing basketball with the president.
I'm colorblind. I didn't notice those sort of
good
things.
Good for you, Jennifer. I normally am, but in this circumstance, it was a black and white picture. Okay, let's see here. Seth Meyers joking about Sean Penn's going to meet with El Chapo.
In the most shocking story of the week, a Hollywood actor talked to a drug dealer. It's bound to happen. Mexican officials revealed Sunday the fugitive drug lord El Chapo nearly escaped by using a secret doorway hidden behind a mirror, which would have made it hard to capture him since Mexico has no extradition agreement with Narnia.
I don't get that. What's that mean?
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Oh, okay. Marianne. Thank you. Ellen DeGeneres on her daytime program yesterday joking about a new children's bedtime book.
A lot of people on my staff have kids, and I usually ignore their conversations because, well, you know, boring. But they've been talking lately about this book that guarantees to put their kids to sleep, and the book is called The Rabbit Who Wants to Fall Asleep. It was written by a Swedish guy named Carl Johan Jorgen Borgen Smorgen Dorgen, which is fantastic because up until now, our only options for Swedish bedtime stories were The Girl with a Dragon Tattoo or IKEA instructions. It works so well. They actually have comes with a warning. Never read this book out loud close to someone driving any type of vehicle. I don't know much about kids, but if your child's old enough to drive, they can put themselves to bed. So the book uses repetitive words and yawning that helps make them very sleepy. And you know what I call that? A book.
All right, so this is a chuckle. You got to always think about her stuff. Steve Harvey talking with an audience member who says that he's protective of his daughter.
I've got a beautiful 8-year-old daughter, and I know that she's only 8, yeah. But dating in teenage years, it's right around the corner. It's going to be here sooner than I know. So I'm developing a plan of attack, just a neutral, very, very neutral plan of attack that all the little boys that are around her, I would like to instill fear, extreme fear, and respect in their mind, heart.
When she turns into a teenager, the first boy that calls, the first boy that comes over, you've got to make an example out of this boy. First one in, tag you in. I mean, what the blankety blank are you calling my daughter for? Right. Your daughter has to know that she has a protector at home.
Yeah.
And all the boys got to know that same damn thing. Gotta keep them in line.
In the news, pity parties. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Cancer patients are always told, come on, fight it. Don't let cancer win. It's as if you're a soldier in a battle, a conscripted soldier, mind you. And if you do your piece according to the cheerleaders, you win the prize. You stay alive. Who wouldn't want that? Nobody. Nobody at all. Here's the thing. Living with cancer is not fun. The nausea, the fatigue, the weight loss, it wears you down, not just physically, but emotionally. DCOC advice, it's okay to feel the rage of why me when diagnosed and getting treated for cancer. Pity parties, best on your own, where you allow yourself to cry and feel the grief for what you are going through, are good for you. They're a genuine, effective way to release all that pent-up angst and emotion that comes with living with cancer. Indulge. I would. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Now, 33 past the hour, the day the world kept spinning. Same as yesterday, the world kept spinning. Tomorrow, I'm assuming that the world will be spinning as well.
Hope so.
Spinning around the world of Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler joining us in a few moments. Dr. Jack Stockwell will be here. Let's now examine, shall we, the Sean Penn interview with El Chapo.
The Chapmeister.
He says he has nothing to hide. I wouldn't realize, why is anybody asking, what could be hidden in here other than free drugs for life? What's the story?
Maybe there's a thought that Sean Penn could be held on legal charges for this because
why?
Because
he was better at finding him than the authorities were?
Yeah, right. Well, because I think there's something about you're supposed to report a felon, something like that.
Yeah, but where does it say? Who carries? Right? Don't you really wonder all of this? Is for everybody listening. The last time you may have been stopped by a police officer, or maybe you did something wrong, and somebody said to you, ignorance of the law is no excuse. Do you know how many pages there are in the federal code, in every state code, in every community? Do you know how many laws there are on the books? This is something, it seems to me, that we should all be revolting against. You don't know what the laws are, but yet you're expected to uphold the law or to obey the law. How do you know it's the law? I think that is the most scurrilous thing. Think about it for a minute. How many of you honestly, even if you're a police officer, do you know all the rules? Do you know all the laws? Of course you don't. It's impossible to know them. So here we are becoming victims of the state one more time because we're expected to know that this is legal, that's not legal, something else is okay. It's asinine.
Well, for us. I think there are a lot of laws, but this one's kind of a no. You kind of have to know if you figure out where El Chapo is, it might be nice
why?
To see something.
Well, but so he said something
Wouldn't
after he went to see
something?
Him.
No, he didn't. He never said anything. They were able to track him because he was working with Rolling Stone on an interview.
Yeah, but they after that, well, he didn't tell him where he was, but he didn't hide it. Did they come up and say, where is he?
I've heard a lot of legal experts say that he is not going to be in trouble, and a lot of Hollywood actors, even Matt Damon, they've come out and said, look, you know, the guy is, people do this all the time. I don't know that people meet with drug pins that have killed thousands of people like El Chapo all the time. I don't know if that defense is
action. I think El Chapo should get it right between his eyes, as far as I'm concerned. I got no use for him. And I have no real use for Sean Penn. I'm not here to protect him. I'm here to have us reflect on the law and the laws and the rules and what we're supposed to. Do you know how many new laws get passed every year by Congress? Do you know all of them? I don't know all of them. And I would dare say there isn't a person listening to this program or a person alive who knows what's legal and what isn't, according to all.
Certainly, do you think that this is a obscure one, though? I mean, are you arguing that this is an obscure law? This seems pretty common sense. I mean, even if it's not a law, it's the right thing to do.
Well, but he didn't, when he did the article or when it showed up in Rolling Stone or somehow or other, how did this come to light? It hasn't been published in Rolling Stone yet, right?
I don't know. Did it come out yet? Yeah, the website.
It was on the website.
Seen pieces
okay,
of it.
And what did it say on the website? Here's a piece of an interview I did with El Chapo when I went to his hideaway.
Pretty much.
And there's a big picture of him shaking hands with El Chapo.
Yeah, okay. In the jungle. Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't say, it just says, here in the jungle. So there's a lot of jungle in Mexico. I the whole thing bothers me, frankly. I think Sean Penn is a piece of mud, but I still think there's something wrong with this expectation that we're supposed to know what's right and wrong. And yeah, is he supposed to know?
Just stop talking. What? We're supposed to know what's right and wrong.
We're supposed to know what all the rules are and all the regulations are. We're nonsense.
What are you going to do? Next time you go to the bank, just stick someone up in the parking lot?
No, we know what's right and wrong. You know that
Come
stuff.
On.
But you don't know the nuance of all of these laws that there are. Every law. This common sense stuff, and there are things that you know not to speed and things. Anyway, I'm looking at the elaborate passageway that El Chapo used to try to evade authorities before he was caught.
The good news, he won't do that again because they put him back in the same prison.
Yeah, right.
Maybe they should just cut out the middleman and just put him back in the same cell so that the people can put in a motorcycle in at the bottom of his shower drain and he can just ride out again and, you know.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at this thing. Narrow, dark, damp tunnel. Water at the bottom of it. He and his lieutenant, his drug guy, his assistant, or not assistant, whatever, was waiting for him, apparently, when he got out before, right? He was in the tunnel someplace.
Somebody was waiting for him.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, he's got just the whole hoopla about Sean Penn is...
I think this is frustrating. Just hadn't done it before because I mean he's hung out with Chavez, he's hung out with Raul Castro.
Yeah, but I don't think he's a model citizen by any stretch of the imagination. And people say, but he's hanging around with Charlize Theron. Okay, so what does that say about her and her choice of men? Are we going to discuss that? No, of course not, because everybody thinks Charlize Theron is hot. So when that comes up, that's the end of the conversation.
I think people that are in love with Sean Penn, I mean, he's a real weird guy. And it seems like he's almost got something going on with Madonna, though, now, because he and Charlize are not together anymore.
Oh, they aren't? Okay.
No, they haven't been together in like a year,
But he was first married to Madonna.
He's been hanging out with Madonna quite a bit, and she was at some fundraiser with him and mouthing, I love you, in the microphone. I've always loved Sean Penn. Yeah.
Huh.
So,
maybe he's one of those guys hard not to love.
Anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right? You can leave somebody. You might be in love, but you can't live with them. Sometimes that happens. You love them, but you can't live with them. Can't be with them, but you still love them.
And sometimes you can live with them and not love them.
Yeah. A lot of that going around.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of that.
People find out when the children go off to school, who is this person I'm with?
Yeah, what?
What are you doing in my house? All right, Space Coast. Hip, hip, hooray for the Space Coast.
Yay.
The Air Force's 45th Space Wing, previewing how many rocket launches the Space Coast can hope to see this year. National Space Club Florida Committee meeting today. I wonder if John Harper's going to that at WMEL. Early annual projections. They're not always met. Good chance, though, this year, 17 orbital launch attempts. SpaceX had a total of 7 last year, hopes to exceed that number this year. And then there are the rivals like United Launch Alliance, could launch as many as 12 times from the Cape. This is good stuff. John, you're going to invite me down there. Remember when there's a launch in the time that we're on the air, I'm going. Although I may have a hard time getting around. I'm going to talk to Dr. Jack in a moment about something I was told by a doctor yesterday. Let's see if he concurs. Dr. Jack Stockwell, medical entrepreneur and expert, up next here on Good Day. It's 41 past the hour.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. CES 2016 just concluded in Las Vegas, and digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong partnered with exhibitors for a look at what's new in consumer electronics and technology. Mario, what caught your eye at CES this year?
Ford announced owners of Sync 3-equipped vehicles will have new options to access their smartphones. iPhone owners can activate Apple CarPlay, which allows them to use Siri to access maps, music, contacts, and more. And Android smartphone users will use Android Auto so they can access Google Now, maps, music, and more as well. And Intel is announcing partnerships with sports organizations and athletic brands to digitize sports. For example, the Intel innovated Recon Snow 2 goggles can give skiers vital information like performance and trail maps. In audio news, LG's MusicFlow SH7 soundbar is Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and Google Cast connected. It enables you to stream your music from your mobile devices or PC. 4 different speaker sizes, 3 new soundbars to choose from so you can customize what fits into your space and budget. And Zag, they introduced NowCam. A new compact action camera is going to let people share their memories more easily. Simple dial controls, 3 modes you can use, video, video burst, and still shots. You can capture your favorite moments and then easily share them to your social media. Lifeproof announced the free power for iPhone 6S Plus. It's the first waterproof battery case for a plus-sized iPhone. It gives protection against water, snow, dirt, and drops. And on top of that, it's a battery case too, so it's going to double your battery capacity.
Thanks, Mario. For more information, go to killerapps.tv.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only, offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Excuse me, 46 past the hour. Doug Steffens, no, it isn't either. It's 44 past the hour. I just gave away 2 minutes of your time, Jack. Sorry about that. 44 after the hour. Dr. Jack Stockwell is with us. He's the person responsible for the Forbidden Doctor newsletters, for products like these terrific enzymes. He's a Nuka chiropractor, full spinal approach to your health and well-being, the long life energy enzymes that he's put together, a scientific formula. The trick to living longer is more enzyme action. Matter of fact, somebody else told me that. You're not the only person. Who was I with this weekend? Oh, I'm seeing a physical therapist, and I'm also seeing a couple of different really good massage people, and we were talking about enzymes, and then the subject matter of my extra gas, because I eat too fast and I talk while I eat. So I absorb gas or air while I'm eating, and then it comes back again. Maybe that's too much information, but at any rate, I was asked whether I have papaya enzymes. And, I have some of those, but I think your long-life energy enzymes are supposed to deal with that sort of thing as well, right?
Yes, but they're animal-sourced, and since you're not a papaya... papaya does have enzymes in them. But
that is for debate, however.
Papaya is yummy, though. Papaya tastes good.
It is, because it's full of sugar.
Yeah, is that what it is?
As most tropical fruits. But papaya has digestive enzymes, but everything, the way nature made it, has enzymes in it. Mm-hmm. You know, you and any time you remove this fruit or vegetable from its life source, after a while, the digestive enzymes that are inside that fruit or vegetable begin to digest that fruit or vegetable, and that's what causes it to shrink and shrivel and waste away there on the,
really?
The counter. Yes.
Okay.
And the same thing with meat or from the pork or beef or fish or whatever else, when it's been removed from its life source, as long as it isn't altered in that original form, it has digestive enzymes in it to help your body to digest it.
Mm-hmm. But this is not just an idea built around digestion. This is for all kinds of things. Diabetes.
Oh, heaven, yes.
It has all kinds of things. Turmeric is good for fighting tumors. That's part of the mix in here. So my point here for those of you to consume is to check out all of the information that Jack has on the Forbidden Doctor website about long life enzymes. See what people are saying that are taking it. I know a couple of people that I know that swear by them. I think they're terrific, and they are. So if you would like to take advantage of this compound, here's the first thing you do when you go to the Forbidden Doctor website. You sign up for the podcast. What's the focus this week?
Well, actually, it's enzymes, the role of enzymes in fighting disease.
Okay, that's good.
It's about half an hour long.
Yeah, find out more. Listen to Jack and Mary and find out what they have learned in their many years of medical research. They continue to do it, and that's the basis for the Forbidden Doctor podcast. There are hundreds of thousands of people now. Soon it'll be billions who'll be listening. You can join them, the Forbidden Doctor podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Also, check out the Long Life Energy Enzymes there as well. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, click on products, click on the Long Life Energy Enzymes, read all about it on the website. If you decide to order some for yourself, click on the code box and put Doug, D-O-U-G, in there for 10% off. It's a terrific place to learn. So yesterday, I spent 2.5 hours. I haven't spent this much time in somebody's office since then. I was either in your office or in Ken's office. Doctors just don't usually spend this kind of time. But I have a real problem with a toe issue that I have. A lot of people have this issue who have flat feet. And boy, have I learned. I've gone to school on this. I did a lot of Google research last couple of days before I knew I was going in to see this doctor. Who is an expert in just your foot. That's all he operates on, are toes and arches of feet. And you wouldn't think there'd be that much business. I was in that, and I didn't have to wait. It was wonderful. This guy was a great doctor. I didn't have to wait. But the office was filled with people, and there wasn't one white person in the office but me. They are Hispanics, they're black people, Koreans, all kinds of people. Who are, and this is here in Los Angeles, so there's a good cross-section, Jennifer, of people. But I thought this was more of a common thing for white people. This is part of the problem that it depends on what you believe in terms of where we all come from. But if you believe those who tell us we come from other animals that have toes and fingers, then this is a relic. What the problem is with my foot is a relic of what things were like 100, 200,000 years ago. And now we don't use this part of our foot, but if you have arches, it doesn't bother. I have flat, 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 flat feet. So I have a toe that has a big bunion on it. And I looked at the x-rays, Jack. There's like 2 inches. My toe and the bone that supports it are kicked out about 2 inches. So I got to have it go under the knife. They cut off that. They redo. They drill holes. I mean, all kinds of stuff. And the stuff they put in there, there's a titanium screw that they use. It costs $1,500.
It's teeny tiny.
It is.
My goodness.
So what do you know about that? You were a chiropractor. Can you fix it?
Well, I can arrest it from getting any worse. The problem is, again, it comes back to the alignment of the spine itself. And when the spine twists, the pelvis twists. When the pelvis twists, the femur, the thigh bone will twist the shin bone.
Hip
and
bone's connected to the...
That's about it. And then every step you take thereafter, you get a splaying of the metatarsals, the main bone, long bones of the foot. Mm. And that will cause... That's where the problems with bunions come from. It's where the problems with flat feet come
from. If you had any consideration at all, you'd move from Salt Lake to Los Angeles so you could take care of me more often.
Well, I do. I need to get down there, take care of you and take care of Jen.
Dr. Jack here on Good Day.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now, 53 past the hour. It's Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Amazon is working on a portable toilet.
Well, no, they aren't. Nice.
They're working on something portable. And I'm going to tell you about it in just a moment here on Good Day.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Let me get a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich.
Sure, right now they're 2 for $4, but is that how you say that?
Yeah, croissant sandwich.
Where I'm from, we say croissant sandwich. Try that.
Croissant sandwich!
Oh, that took you 2 seconds. It took me years of practice.
I'm not you.
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with 2 sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, in technology news, Visa and Dell are investing in the Girl Scouts. Do you know that, Jennifer?
Did not know that, but I know now.
They have entered, the Girl Scouts entering the digital world with a new online platform for their cookie drive. Wow. And so Visa, the credit card company, and Dell, the computer company, and some other Fortune 500 companies apparently are going to invest $3 million in digital cookie sales. They have a website and a mobile app that will now include games, videos, quizzes, music, math.
Wow. The
all
whole
kinds of technology. Yeah, this is kind of cool. Stories at DougStephan.com. Workshops are intended to encourage young girls to one day enter the tech sector, while the other additional features teach them entrepreneurial skills. This is super. This is great. Man, am I behind this. Things like budgeting, decision-making. The vice president of Visa is Ellen Ritchie. She says that it's the perfect marriage between technology and the leadership program that the Girl Scouts are. What a terrific
That's a great idea.
Idea. Good for them.
Yeah.
It's the first partnership between Visa and the Girl Scouts. Dell has a history, though, apparently, with them. They began collaborating in 2012 and dedicated a couple of million bucks donating hundreds of tablets to help underprivileged scouts participate in the drive, developing the digital cookie mobile app. This is really a very teaching them to be entrepreneurs, teaching them a lesson of this magnitude in life is nothing but good. Congratulations. I'm so happy to tell you that story. Amazon's not working on a portable toilet. They're working on a portable version of the Echo, which is a voice-activated tabletop device.
Huge Christmas gift this year.
A lot of people use it. So how does it work, that Echo?
The Echo is kind of one of those devices that's always listening, but it gets to know you, your preferences. You can ask it to play music. You can ask it to turn on lights. You can ask it questions about the weather, and it's always going to answer. And I think it's smart because they're selling this big one for $179, but how cool is it to take it with you places from room to room or from location to location, hotel if you travel a lot? Pretty smart on Amazon.
Smart. Amazon smart cookies. Smart cookies. Okay. So let's see what we can find out. From the other side, Ford making a big push to get intimately involved in the daily mobility of its owners. Actually, they are planning a commuter app, and you don't have to buy a Ford to use it. You can use this app regardless of what kind of a car you have. They're going to introduce it in April, starting the smartphone app called Ford Pass. Helps users with parking, provides assistance via chat or voice, and this is a reward-based program. Ford Pass can be used by anybody there. Rolling out this at the North American Motor Show, which has opened in Detroit. How many people have seen? Did you see some of the pictures of the cars that are there?
I haven't seen any yet.
Oh, my God. This is really, some of this stuff is fantastic. Let's see. Facebook's flagship program, Free Internet in Egypt, canceled. The Egyptians don't like having free. They're cracking down on this sort of thing because they don't want you to know what's going on, apparently. Nice. Facebook tried to get everybody in Egypt the internet, and that didn't work. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.